Dan Bernstein.
Eventually, they stop growing.
Marshall Harris.
I've stopped growing physically, but not mentally, I hope.
That's a lovely sentiment.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all trying.
I'm just here to grow with you guys. Grow.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
At our place, we're really trying to grow the man.
Middays 10 till 2.
Packers Week was something special, and because guys were on the team, I brought Kevin Butler up and talked, and I think Mark Bortz. I may have asked Steve McMichael. I can't, but I had some guys with me early that have been through it for 5, 6, 10 years, okay, maybe longer. So they—that's what a rivalry is.
I don't need to tell you that that was Dave Wannstedt. You know that voice, the ubiquitous voice of football in the city of Chicago. We are here at the Brat Stop. We are outside the city of Chicago. We are technically the city of Kenosha at the world-famous Brat Stop. It is the Bernstein and Harris Show. Spiegel and Holmes will broadcast here when we get done. Leila Rahimi, of course, is sitting in. If you want to bring a gently worn or brand new coat, the Brat Stop's going to give you a discount coupon, one per customer, and it's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for a great experience. Visit ZieglerSubaru.com and Pottawatomie Sportsbook. An old friend has joined us once again, and this time it is the longtime Chicago Bear 12-year tackle for the Bears, and now the assistant offensive line coach for Lake Forest High School. And number 7, Lake Forest, is taking on number 3, Geneva, Saturday, 1 p.m., the IHSA Class 6A football quarterfinals. He is taking time out from his game prep. James Big Cat Williams, the Pro Bowler, is with us. Man, so we called a lot of games together in the Arena League.
Yes,
I have so many fond memories of call, when the Rush were a thing.
Yeah. That was a really cool time. It was something new for me, and having the ability to learn from you and Tom Doerr was really cool.
Well, you taught me so much about line play, about how to watch line play, how to see line play in real time, and it's a skill that you've always had. And I'm just curious, when you watch these Bears, especially
we've lost him already.
You start where you want to, but when you watch a game, what are you saying to the TV?
Run the ball. As a former offensive lineman, it's always run the ball. Run the ball sets the tempo. Run the ball gives an offensive lineman the opportunity to enforce his will. And if you've got 5 guys that want to enforce their will, give them that opportunity. Give them the ability to move people off the ball, to go after some people, and it makes the pass rush a little easier. So, when I look at this team right now, it's, we knew coming into the season that if one or two players went down across that line, that there were going to be issues. And we've seen it. We've seen it to the most extreme that I thought, that we could see. And it's hard because an offensive line is a unit that works well together when they've been working together. So to have to pop people in here or there, even if it's for a couple drives or a couple weeks, it starts to pile up on you. And everyone always talks about communication, and you see how much different it is when you're at home because the communication is a little bit better. But when you're on the road, when you're in a dome where you can't hear the guy next to you, now you're relying on the things that you've learned at practice, the things that you guys have done together. You know that a certain look, he's seeing the same thing. It's like when people talk about a quarterback and a wide receiver. You talk about Patrick Mahomes and Kelce. They're on the same page. They see the same things. They know what the other guy is thinking. So as a tackle and a guard, if we have a 3 technique, I know exactly what he's thinking. If this guy now shifts to a 1, I know what this guy's thinking. He knows where I'm going. I know where he's going. You have a replacement in there. Now we've got to talk to each other a little bit. Okay, you and I have these 2 guys. Let's make sure we're on the same page with that. And if I can't talk to you, then now I'm kind of relying on maybe you've just come into the game and you didn't get any reps this week. How much were you paying attention in practice? I mean, in meetings and in walkthroughs and things like that. So it's a rough process, but you know, that's why they always say the longer guys play together, the better they play.
It's great to get it from your standpoint, because as a multi-year veteran, as somebody who's a coach now, as somebody who's a former commentator alongside Dan, you bring all these different perspectives. And I feel like you see something pretty quickly. When you see how the Bears were talking last week about players saying things out loud to the media about practice and what was going on and how seriously it was being taken, and then you're hearing some of the commentary now after Shane Waldron gets fired, what did you think?
I'm an old get-off-my-lawn guy. You know what I mean? I'm from that era. And in that era, we didn't really talk to the media. You know, we talked to them, but we didn't talk to them.
Right.
You know, we knew what we were going in to say, and we knew what we had to do. And you kind of keep those things in-house. So to hear...
But you were always available.
Yeah,
even after the worst loss, you never, ever, ever hid. You were always there, even on the darkest days.
Yeah, but you have to have certain people like that on the team. You have to have certain people that are going to relay the message the way it needs to be relayed, in their best truth, and know what to keep in the locker room and what to put outside the locker room. Certain things are just meant to keep in the locker room. And that's just the way I learned. That's the way I was taught. So to hear all the communication coming from the players was a little hard for me. You know, it kind of reminded me of dealing with my son. Not everything's a discussion. Just do what I tell you to do and you'll be okay. You know what I mean? But I understand that we're in different times now. And it's still hard for me. You know, it's a locker room is a sacred place. And for the individuals that are in that locker room, that's our safe spot. You know, so to take things and put it out there in the media, even if you are feeling, you know, that's a conversation that you have with your clique. You know, there are cliques in locker rooms. You know, these guys hang out with each other in the locker room, outside the locker room. But, yeah, you keep it in there and you deal with it. That was a lot for me. That was a lot.
I mean, I like asking you. Olin's talked about it on our air before. I feel like he had a similar take when it came to just his sensibilities of how he used to do things.
Right.
But we're blessed to have so much offensive line talent as former players who do speak out and who do give their takes and who have this experience and share it with us. And so it's always great to hear perspective, because really that's how we better understand what's happening.
Yeah, it's you know, with all the things that are going on at Hallis Hall right now, there just seem to be so many distractions. And that's just another distraction added on top of it. You know, let's figure this out in-house. Let's get it situated. And let's get back on the field and show everyone that, you know, it's not as bad as you think it is, even though it is.
I'm looking.
Fake it until you make it.
I'm looking at some stats here. And this is especially with the number of and the constant litany of injuries the Bears seem to have had along the offensive line. And especially somebody like Tevin Jenkins, who comes back and he's hurt. When James Williams became a full-time player for the Bears after making the switch from defensive end to defensive tackle, and then finally to tackle, inserted into the starting lineup in 1994, 16 games, 15 starts. And then I'm going to go all through the next years. 16 games, 16 starts. 16 games, 16 starts. 16 and 16. 16 and 16. 1, 2, 3, 4 more years of 16 and 16. Every single game up until you stopped playing. How much how much of durability, and I think it sounds funny to celebrate answering the bell, to celebrate durability.
Right.
But I, you know, having been there for so many of those years, and it was just never even a question. And how much of that is luck? How much of that is genetics? And how much of that is knowing the difference between something hurting and being injured?
Good genes, hard work. I didn't learn how to physically take care of myself until I was in college, and that's when I really got into lifting. Prior to that, I was just country strong, you know, Pittsburgh kid, carrying drywall, metal studs, things like that for my dad. But I got with a couple of kids from Florida when I was in college, and they taught me how to lift. And the more I did it, the sturdier I became. The more I did it, the more I could oppose my will on other people. So it was, you know, there wasn't Pilates and there wasn't all these different techniques for working out. And then when I got to the Bears, I learned a different style of working out. Richard Dent took me with him.
Was that the Clyde Emmerich stuff? Yes.
No. Oh. This was Bob Schultz.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And they started putting me through stuff. And it was funny because the first time I went with Richard, I went over there. They made me throw up. And I swore to God I'd never go back. And about a month later, I realized that that was exactly what I needed.
Wow.
So the weight I was able to put on, the muscle, the... just all that combined, and I didn't want to miss a play. I didn't want to miss a game. I had injuries. You know, we all play with injuries. It's the NFL. I was a free agent. So, you know, up until my last day, I was always worried about somebody coming in and taking my job. So, you know, I fought for everything. I fought for everything. And then, you know, you get people around you that are into the same things. So it's all about you all coming together and you learn different things and you push through things and you push through these things together.
When we come back, we can stay another segment because I want to ask you about your experience blocking for a rookie quarterback. I think it's worth talking about. So we will do that when we do more with James Big Cat Williams, Bernstein and Harris, and Layla Rahimi on The Score.